The CDC isn't there yet. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Federal health officials not trying to catch up to state rollbacks of COVID restrictions as the latest COVID wave recedes.
The White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said thanks to vaccines, antivirals, masks, and more,
we're moving toward a time when COVID isn't a crisis, but is something we can protect against and treat.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they are continuing to assess data and trends as they prepare to update guidance on things like masks. Walensky was asked if their update might coincide with the lifting of some states' mask mandates that won't take effect for at least another week or two.
We anticipate that many of these will intersect in terms of timing.
The 7-day average of cases has declined 40% and hospitalizations declined 28%.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. COVID is now blamed for more than 927,000 deaths in the U.S. The White House reinforcing what President Biden said yesterday, that gas prices could go higher if Russia invades Ukraine.
We have been in touch with allies and partners, suppliers out there on the global stage for weeks now in preparation for a range of impacts.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki also says Russian troops remain near Ukraine's border in a threatening way, despite claims of pulling some back. The president's ordering the release of White House visitor logs to the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
President Biden is rejecting an executive privilege claim from former President Trump and allowing the National Archives to release White House visitor logs from January 6, 2021. Those records would show who had appointments and meetings at the White House on the day of the Capitol attack. White House counsel Dana Remus says President Biden considered his predecessor's claim to keep those records private, but decided it was not in the best interest of the United States.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill. The president has allowed the release of other Trump White House records to the committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An FBI witness tells a jury in Georgia that two of the three white men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery used racial slurs and text messages and social media posts, including violent comments about black people. Arbery's killers are now on trial in federal court for hate crimes charges. Defense attorneys say they chased Arbery as he jogged through the neighborhood because they suspected him of crimes, and that racist comments don't prove they committed hate crimes. President Biden working through the process of choosing a Supreme Court nominee, and the White House says he will ignore outside influences.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president remains on track to name a black woman as his pick to become a high court justice. She added that he is also not interested in listening to what she called public griping over any potential choice,
or in lobbying campaigns or efforts to trash other candidates. He is going to keep his blinders on, look at the qualifications, the cases, the backgrounds.
Psaki also said the president had no plans at the moment to meet with Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans, as he did with the committee's Democrats. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The House Speaker visits Israel.
An honor guard in Jerusalem for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The U.S. remains ironclad. I'll keep using that word. And our support of Israel's security.
Addressing lawmakers, Pelosi insisted the U.S. shares concerns about Israel's arch rival, Iran.
We're together in the fight against terrorism posed by Iran, both in the region and also its nuclear development.
The visit comes at a tense time, with Israel wary as President Biden seeks a deal with Iran on that country's nuclear capabilities.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Late swings on Wall Street after the release of Fed minutes showing central bank support for higher rate hikes because of high inflation. The Dow down 53 points at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.